Blog Talk Radio.
All right, I want to say good morning to each and every one of you. Good morning, day is going well. Got a fantabulous, fantastic day yesterday. We were excited to be children of God. Motivated by the Word of God, looking for direction each and every morning from God's Word to set the tone for our day. Such a blessing to be able to view from a divine perspective, a divine viewpoint from the panoramic kaleidoscope, to be able to take a look at what it is that God would have for mankind to do. Second here while I'm logging in on Facebook Live. There we go. So again, good morning to all of you. Great day to be alive, a great day to be a child of God, amen, somebody. Great day to continue to move through God's Word, with God's Word, because of God's Word. And for that, we are eternally grateful. Still putting a few things together. Just bear with me. All right. We are in, this is Pastor Mike Beebe with the Golgotha Church of Christ out of Chicago, Illinois, and we're just so excited to be with you this morning. It's our morning prayer time. We're working. Is our casting shot of Christ first thing in the morning. A lot of people like a cup of Java or something in the morning to get them going. Well, our spiritual cup today, we wanted to run over with the Word of God and let the Lord set the tone for us. And then it's our prayer time as well. So we will be going to God in prayer for any prayer requests that you may have. You can type them in. We will go over them. We will grant them accordingly. But also, we just want to say thank you to Mighty God. We're also broadcasting live on our Blog Talk Radio Live, Fighting an Incarcerated Mind with the Incarnated Christ. So good morning to those of you in Norway and those of you in Canada. Those of you in the United Kingdom, as well as the continental United States, good morning. We just want to say good morning to you and let you know that we still serve a great God, and we're going to listen to His Word this morning, allow Him to frame our minds this morning, and get us set for what it is that we need from God's Word. All right, so we're going to start today with Psalms 118. We read Psalms 112 through 117 yesterday. 117 just being a short verse of two verses. But we're going to start today talking about thanksgiving for victory. Thanksgiving for victory. Good morning, Brother Ernest. Good to see you, Doc. Brother Finley, good to see you, my brother. Hope you guys are doing well, family as well. Glad to have you this morning. We are in Psalms 118, getting started now. The Bible says, if you got down to pray for Andreas, see if he cremated his mom and the next day. Yeah, I spoke to Pookie the other day, he didn't know what the process was, et cetera, but we would definitely keep him in prayer. But thank you for the note that you sent, and I did get in contact with him, and we did have a great talk. But we will definitely keep him and that family in prayer. Thank you, my brother. Psalms 118. Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His faithful love endures forever. Israel say, his faithful love endures forever. Let the house of Aaron say, his faithful love endures forever. Let those who fear the Lord say, his faithful love endures forever. Can you say that this morning, that God's faithful love endures forever? Amen, somebody. What do you have down there? Pray for Mom. She has an appointment today. All right. We will continue to pray for Aretha. Aretha. Prayed together this morning, a few minutes ago. She in the gym. Amen, somebody. Psalms 119, beginning in verse 5. I called to the Lord in distress. The Lord answered me and put me in a spacious place. Amen. Amen, I like that. The Lord is for me. I will not be afraid. What can man do to me? The Lord is my helper. Therefore, I will look in triumph on those who hate me. Isn't that powerful, folks? Isn't that powerful? It's not arrogant. It's just factual. And it's a stance that man takes when that you can take when you know that God is on your side and God has your back. Look at verse 6. The Lord is for me. I will not be afraid. There's a lot of scared folk in today's world. They can't do anything. Don't know which way to go. Can't look over their shoulder whatsoever. But with God being protecting, you can be cool, calm, and collected. I will not be afraid. You will not bully me. You will not overtake me. I'm not going to instigate you, but I will not be afraid. What can man do to me? The Lord is my helper. Therefore, I will look in triumph on those who hate me. It is better to take refuge in the Lord than to trust in man. Amen, somebody. Amen, somebody. It's better to take refuge in the Lord than to trust in man. It is better to take refuge in the Lord than to trust in nobles, those that are in high places. Amen, somebody. Those who have a problem with today's presidency, don't trust in the presidency. Don't trust in the judicial system. Put your trust in the Lord, who overrides all. All the nations surround me. In the name of Yahweh, I destroyed them. They surrounded me. Yes, they surrounded me. In the name of Yahweh, I destroyed them. They surrounded me like bees. They were extinguished like a fire among thorns. Amen, somebody. In the name of Yahweh, I destroyed them. Look at where his power comes from. You pushed me hard to make me fall, but the Lord helped me. The Lord is my strength and my song. Did y'all see that this morning? The Lord is my strength. The Lord is my song. Lord is my strength and my song. He has been my salvation. Proving to me that now he's become my salvation. Look at that. There are shouts of joy and victory in the tents of the righteous. The Lord's right hand performs valiantly. I will not die, but I will live and proclaim what the Lord has done. I'm going to live and tell. I'm going to be a testimony for what God has done. The Lord disciplined me severely, but did not give me over to death. Now, those are some powerful words. Sometimes we have to go through something. Sometimes the Lord has to take us through something so that we can wake up and smell the divine coffee. captive, but he did not give me over to death. Open the gates of righteousness for me. I will enter through them and give thanks to the Lord. This is the day of the Lord. The righteous will enter through it. I will give thanks to you because you have answered me and have become my salvation. The stone that the builders rejected has become the cornerstone. Y'all need to highlight that in your text so you know where it's at when you see it again in the New Testament, that you have an idea that it comes right out of the book of Psalms. The stone that the builders rejected has become the cornerstone. If you know anything about a cornerstone, that's a very important stone to the beginning of any building. Amen. Now they're doing a little bit different nowadays, but that was the foundation, that first right angle that was set up for the remainder of the building. Amen. This came from the Lord. It is wonderful in our eyes. This is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Do you feel like that today? Do you feel like, I don't care what's going on, whatever the tragedies are, whether you have doctor's appointments or you have a crazy schedule, you have problems at home, your kids don't want to act right, you're about to go into a tragic situation, but maybe you're dealing with sickness or death that's in your family. All these things are going on. But do you realize that this is the day that the Lord has made? And it's us to rejoice and be glad in it. Amen, somebody. Lord, save us. I see you, Brother Finley. Amen. Lord, save us. Lord, grant us. Please grant us success. He will come in the name of the Lord. He who comes in the name of the Lord is blessed. From the house of the Lord, we bless you. The Lord is God and has given us light. Bind the festival sacrifice with cords to the horns of the altar. You are my God, and I will give you thanks. You are my God, and I will exalt you. Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His faithful love endures forever. You might well go on and say amen. You might well go on and say amen. I love this prose. I love this text because Psalms 118 starts with give thanks to the Lord for he is good. His faithful love endures forever. He ends with the same thing. So the Alpha and the Omega of this text is right here. That's why God must be Alpha and Omega of our life. Matter of fact, our mindset needs to have a beginning and an ending. That's why we pray first thing in the morning, but we listen to God before we beg God so that God can set the tone of us right, so that we know how to go out amongst the people. You can't be the righteous societal individual that God wants you to be unless you allow God to frame your mind. We don't feel like preaching already this morning. Psalm 119. How happy are those whose way is blameless, who live according to the Lord's instruction. Happy are those who keep his decrees and seek him with all their heart. They do nothing wrong. They follow his ways. You have commanded that your precepts be diligently kept. If only my ways were committed to keeping your statutes, then I would not be ashamed when I think about all your commands. Did you see that? Did you see that? You go back and read that again. I don't want you to miss that. How happy are those whose way is blameless, who live according to the Lord's instruction. We must follow God's instruction, folks. And that's where our blessedness comes from. This word happy is in this text, but happy is a temporariness. And the sin of temporariness is more than a band-aid. It really is how blessed are those whose way is blameless. You can be blessed and still not be happy. But happiness shows some kind of joy about yourself. That's why I like that it's being used in this text. And I don't want you to don't get it twisted. And I'm loving the Hebrew lettering that's here because this is Aleph. A Hebrew class is teaching me a lot. And each one of these is going to deal with a different letter. So Aleph. How happy are those whose way is blameless, who live according to the Lord's instruction. Happy are those who keep his decrees and seek him with all their heart. They do nothing wrong. They follow his way. You have commanded that your precepts be diligently kept. Do you keep the precepts of God diligently? Do you strive to do that? Oh, come on, preacher. You know we all have sinned. Yes, we all. But where is your effort? Where is your motivation? Where is your intention? Do you strive to do what God would have for you to do, or are you just laying back, basking in Satan's glory? You are commanded that your precepts be diligently kept. If only my ways were committed to keeping your statutes. Look at that, verse 5. He's talking about my ways, the human perspective, being motivated to following God's statutes, God's commands, God's precepts, then I would not be ashamed. You have nothing to be ashamed for, folks, church, friends, family. You have nothing to be ashamed for when you commit yourself to doing what God would have for you to do. Or when you do it your way, like Frank Sinatra said, I did it my way. When you do it your way, I know you hear me, Brother Finley. When you do it your way, then you have a problem. You should be ashamed. But I would not be ashamed when I think about all your commands. Good morning, Liz Porter Wade. I haven't talked to you in a while. I hope everything's going well with you there in Minneapolis. Snow country. Amen, somebody. You guys can share the video. We definitely appreciate it. I will praise you with a sincere heart. How's your heart this morning? Is it sincere on God's word? Look at verse 7 of Psalms 119. I will praise you with a sincere heart. When I learn your righteous judgments, I will keep your statutes. Never abandon me. Amen. It's about Big Joe, I see you, Doc. Wake up and praise. Amen. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. We're in Psalm 119, verse number 9. Bet. How can a young man keep his way pure? By keeping your word. I have sought you with all my heart. Don't let me wander from your commands. I have treasured your word in my heart so that I may not sin against you. Lord, may you be praised. Teach me your statutes. With my lips, I proclaim all the judgments from your mouth. I rejoice in the way revealed by your decrees, as much as in all riches. I will meditate on your precepts and think about your ways. I will delight in your statutes. I will not forget your word. Do you find delight? Do you find joy in the statutes of God? Do you have trouble being a Christian? Do you feel that it's just not the appropriate political way to be? All my friends are doing other things, and this is just a boring way of life. No, it's not. Matter of fact, there's health in doing it God's way. Find delight in following the Lord. It's a great stress relief, and don't forget his word. Amen, somebody. Get mad at it. Number 17, verse 17. Those of you that you can call in on our blog talk line, 619-924-0767. 619-924-0767. Deal generously with your servant so that I might live. Then I will keep your word. Open my eyes so that I may contemplate wonderful things from your instruction. I am a stranger on earth. Do not hide your commands from me. I am continually overcome with longing for your judgments. You rebuke the proud, the ones under a curse, who wander from your commands, take insult and contempt away from me. For I have kept your decrees. Though princes sit together, speaking against me. You ever had folks, even folks in high places, royal folks, speaking against you, blaspheming you, talking you down, thumbing you down? Though princes sit together speaking against me, your servant will think about your statue. Don't focus on the okey-doke. Focus on God's word. The only thing is pure and true, and it will keep you out of jail. I always tell folks, you hear me say it all the time, you can't go postal and work at UPS. Well, you can't serve the Lord righteously and constantly living in a carnal mindset. Your decrees are my delight and my counsel. You need counseling? Go to God's word. His decrees, what he has commanded, what he has stamped on, what he has said, should bring you joy and delight, but also should counsel you, should soothe your mind, should heal you. Counseling is a healing. So when you go, so go lay on your couch, read God's Bible. Allow the word of God to soothe your mind in difficult times. Dalit, verse 25. My life is down in the dust. Give me life through your word. I told you about my life, and you listened to me. Teach me your statutes. Help me understand the meaning of your precepts so that I can meditate on your wonders. I am weary from grief. Strengthen me through your word. Keep me from the way of deceit and graciously give me your instruction. I have chosen the way of truth. What have you this morning? What path will you take? Have you chosen the way of truth or the way of slickery? Well, don't have a fork in the road. Follow God. Verse 30, I have chosen the way of truth. I have set your ordinances before me. I cling to your decrees. Lord, do not put me to shame. I pursue the way of your commands, for you broaden my understanding. Teach me, Lord, the meaning of your statutes. See, when God's word baffles you, when you find yourself perplexed, when you find yourself confused, when you find that your mind is a little bit distorted, you don't understand, allow God to teach you. Allow God to be your counselor. Meditate on God's word. Teach me, Lord, the meaning of your statutes. What does this mean in my life of how I'm to deal? Teach me, Lord, the meaning of your statutes, and I will always keep them. Help me understand your instructions, and I will obey it. the hearing, then there was understanding, and when you understand it, now it's time for action. It's not just knowing, but it's doing what you know to do that God has instructed you. Help me understand your instruction, and I will obey it and follow it with all my heart. Help me stay on the path of your commands, for I take pleasure in it. Turn my heart to your decrees and not to material gain. Somebody needs to highlight that in their text. Everyone's trying to get something for themselves, but they're not trying to turn their heart over to God's word. God's word is more powerful than material gain. Turn my eyes from looking at what is worthless. Sounds like someone's valuing something that really has no value, or it devalues what's most important. Give me life in your ways. Amen, somebody. Confirm what you said to your servant, for it produces reverence for you. Turn away the disgrace I dread. Indeed, your judgments are good. How I long for your precepts. Give me life through your righteousness. Bob, let your faithful love come to me, Lord, your salvation as you promised. Then I will answer the one who taunts me, for I trust in your word. Never take the word of truth from my mouth, for I hope in your judgments. I will always obey your instructions. Forever and ever, I will walk freely in an open place because I seek your precepts. I will speak of your decrees before kings and not be ashamed. I delight in your commands, which I love. I will lift up my hands to your commands, which I love, and will meditate on your statute. Zion, remember your word to your servant. You have given me hope through it. This is my comfort in my affliction. Let's pause there for the word because. When you're afflicted, when you're going through something, when you're in the midst of a storm, when it feels like things are difficult, when you found that you're being overloaded and you're stressed out, you're burdened down, you find that people put more on you than you can bear, and you feel yourself sinking into quicksand. Where do you find your comfort? Where do you find your hope? Remember your word. You remember God's word, that will be your comfort in the midst of your affliction. Your promise has given me life. Verse 50. 51, the arrogant constantly ridicule me, but I do not turn away from instruction. You've been called church boy, church girl. You just don't do nothing. You ain't cool no more. So if you don't let public opinion wear you down, let Jesus raise you up. Lord, I remember your judgments from long ago and find comfort. Rage seizes me because of the wicked. Reject your instruction. I get upset with those who don't listen. I get enraged by those who don't understand your real love, who misinterpret you, who talk bad about you. But look at verse 54. All you who love music, but Ernest, I know you this is the theme song, right? Your statutes are the theme of my song during my entire life. Man, let me highlight that, because I've been like too many times. Brother Finley, this is our song right here, Doc. Brother Joe, this is it right here, Doc. God's statutes need to be your theme song. They are the theme of my song during my entire life. Yahweh, I remember your name in the night, and I obey your instruction. This is my practice. I obey your precepts. Ket. The Lord is my portion. I have promised to keep your words. I have sought your favor with all my heart. Be gracious to me according to your promise. I thought about my ways and turned my steps back to your decrees. You ever just sit back and thought about what you were doing? How you moved away from God. God hasn't left you, but you moved away from God. So you took an evaluation of yourself and recognized this. And now you've got yourself back on track, get back on the horse. I thought about my ways, and I turned my steps to your decree. I hurried from hesitating to keep your command. Though the ropes of the wicked were wrapped around me, I did not forget your instruction. I rise at midnight to thank you from your righteous judgment. I am a friend to all who fear you and those who keep your precepts. Lord, the earth is filled with your faithful love. Teach me your statutes. Verse 65. Lord, I have treated your servant well, just as you promised. Teach me good judgment and discernment, for I rely on your commands. Before I was afflicted, I went astray. But now I keep your word. You are good, and you do what is good. Teach me your statutes. The arrogant have smeared me with lies. You ever been there, folks? But I obey your precepts with all my heart. I didn't retaliate. Brother Thomas, good to see you this morning. Brother Flowers, good to see you this morning. We're in Psalms 119. Glad to have you preachers on with us this morning. Psalm 119, verse number 59. The arrogant have smeared me with lies, but I obey your precepts with all my heart. Their hearts are hard and insensitive, but I delight in your instruction. It was good for me to be afflicted. Come on, man. How many of us really take self-evaluation and recognize that what you're going through, we're in this world with me world? Why me? Why not you? Notice what it says in verse 71. It is good for me to be afflicted so that I could learn your statutes. Have you ever just stopped for a moment and thank God for taking you through what you've been through? Maybe you don't understand what you're going through. And trust me, I've been there. Just recently, I've been there. And physically and also through the spiritual realm. I didn't know I was going through things I was going through. But I thank God, because in the end, after the fact, I'm a stronger man. I don't sway. You can't push me now. I don't bend like a willow tree. Stand on God's word. Come, you don't have to like me, but you must respect me, because I'm God's man. And not just that, I'm going to respect you. I'm respecting you, so I'm commanding respect from you. And those of you that can't do that, you won't be in my circle. I've changed the paradigm of who I want to be around so that I can be stronger and be pleasing to God. Verse 71, it's good for me to be afflicted. When I'm going through something, don't say why. Say thank you, Lord. This is a Job experience in my life. Don't have to understand, but I know you got me, and I know I'm here to learn. What do I need to see in the midst of my storm? It is good for me to be afflicted so that I could learn your statutes. Instruction from your lips is better for me than thousands of gold and silver pieces. You really want prosperity? You really want to be rich? There is no deep riches like the instruction of God's word. Yod, verse 73, your hands made me informed. Come on now. Woo! That was just real peculiar, people. But to know that God took and formed the mindset of a man to understand how existence came and how special they are. Your hands made me and formed me. Give me understanding so I can learn your command. Those who fear you will see me and rejoice. For I put my hope in your word. I know, Lord, that your judgments are just and that you have afflicted me fairly. May your faithful love comfort me, as you promised your servant. May your compassion come to me so that I may live. For your instruction is my delight. Let the arrogant be put to shame. For slandering me with lies, I will meditate on your precepts. Let those who fear you, those who know your decree, turn to me. May my heart be blameless regarding your statute, so that I will not be put to shame. Cough. Verse 81. I long for your salvation. I put my hope in your word. My eyes grow weary looking for what you have promised. I ask, when will you comfort me? Though I have become like a wineskin dried by smoke, I do not forget your statutes. How many days must your servant wait? When will you execute judgment on my persecutors? Come on now. We've been there. Lord, I know you're going to move. I know you're going to move in your time. But can you hurry up? It's good to see you in the scriptures. Therefore, you know that you can be real. You know that what you're going through ain't nothing new. Someone else has been through it too. That you can, you know, God will bring you through. When you talk to God, talk to your dad. God, I'm going through something. Look at what he says in verse 85. The arrogant have dug pits for me. they violate your instruction. All your commands are true. People persecute me with lies. Help me. You need God's help when folks are lying on you. Come on now. That almost ended my life on earth, but I did not abandon your precepts. Give me life in accordance with your faithful love. And I will obey the decree you have spoken. Lamed, verse 89. Lord, your word is forever. It is firmly fixed in heaven. Your faithfulness is for all generations. You established the earth, and it stands firm. They stand today in accordance with your judgments, for all things are your servants. If your instruction had not been my delight, I would have died in my affliction. I will never forget your precepts, for you have given me life through them. I am yours. Save me. For I have sought your precepts. The wicked hope to destroy me, but I contemplate your decrees. I have seen a limit to all perfection, but your command is without limit. Mem 97. How I love your instruction. It is my meditation all day long. Your commands make me wiser than my enemies, for they are always with me. I have more insight than all my teachers, because your decrees are my meditation. You want to see? You want to be smart? You want wisdom? Meditate on God's word. I understand more than the elders because I obey your precepts. I have kept my feet from every evil path to follow your word. I have not turned from your judgments, for you yourself have instructed me. How sweet your word is to my taste. Sweeter than honey in my mouth. Talk, God. I gain understanding from your precepts. Therefore, I hate every false way. How do you feel about the Lord this morning? Noon. Psalms 119, 105. Your word is a lamp to my feet and a light on my path. I have solemnly sworn to keep your righteous judgments. Lord, I am severely afflicted. Lord, give me life through your word. Lord, please accept my willing offerings of praise and teach me your judgments. My life is constantly in danger, yet I do not forget your instruction. The wicked have set a trap for me, but I have not wandered from your precepts. I have your decrees as a heritage forever. Indeed, they are the joy of my heart. I am resolved to obey your statutes to the very end. Summit. I hate those who are double-minded. Come on now, I'm with you. I don't know if I would say I've came to the point of hate so much, but I have a strong dislike for people that are double-minded. Wishy-washy. Look what he says. In Psalms 119:113. I hate those who are double-minded, but I love your instruction. You are my shelter and my shield. I put my hope in your word. Depart from me, you evil one, so that I may obey my God's commands. Sustain me as you promised, as I will live. Do not let me be ashamed of my hope. Sustain me so that I can be safe and always be concerned about your statutes. You reject all who stray from your statutes, for their deceit is a lie. You remove all the wicked on earth as if they were dross. Therefore, I love your decrees. I tremble in awe of you. I fear your judgment. I have done what is just and right. Do not leave me to my oppressors. Guarantee your servant's well-being. Do not let the arrogant oppress me. My eyes grow weary looking for your salvation and for your righteous promise. Deal with your servant based on your faithful love. Teach me your service. I am your servant. Give me understanding so that I may know your decrees. It is time for the Lord to act. For they have violated your instruction. Since I love your commands more than gold, even the purest gold, I carefully follow all your precepts and hate every false way. Okay? Your decrees are wonderful. Therefore, I obey them. The revelation of your words brings light and gives understanding to the inexperienced. I open my mouth and pant because I long for your commands. Turn to me and be gracious to me as is your practice toward those who love your name. Make my steps steady through your promise. Don't let any sin dominate me. Redeem me from human oppression, and I will keep your precepts. Show favor to your servants and teach me your statutes. My eyes pour out streams of tears, because people do not follow your instruction. Sadi, verse 1-37. You are righteous, Lord, and your judgments are just. The decrees you issue are righteous and altogether trustworthy. My anger overwhelms me because my foes forget your word. Your word is completely pure, and your servants love it. I am insignificant and despised, but I do not forget your precepts. Righteousness is an everlasting righteousness, and your instruction is true. Trouble and distress have overtaken me, but your commands are my delight. Your decrees are righteous forever. Give me understanding, and I will live. Have you ever thought that you die or you're dying because you don't understand God's word? But if you ask God for wisdom, ask God for understanding, ask God to teach you, then all of a sudden there's life springing up. He says, give me understanding, and I will live. Love, sorry, babe. Have a good day. Cough. 145. We're on Blog Talk if you want to call in. I call with all my heart. Answer me, Lord. I will obey your statutes. I call to you, save me, and I will just keep their decrees. I rise before dawn and cry out for help. I put my hope in your word. I am awake through each watch of the night to meditate on your promise in keeping with your faithful love. Hear my voice, Lord. Give me life in keeping with your justice. Those who pursue evil plans come near. They are far from your instruction. You are near, Lord, and all your commands are true. Long ago, I learned from your decrees that you have established them forever. Consider my affliction and rescue. For I have not forgotten your instruction. Defend my cause and redeem me. Give me life as you promised. Salvation is far from the wicked because they do not seek your statutes. Your compassion are many. Lord, give me life according to your judgment. My persecutors and foes are many. I have not turned from your decree. I have seen the disloyal and feel disgust because they do not keep your word. Consider how I love your precepts. Lord, give me life according to your faithful love. The entirety of your word is truth, and all your righteous judgments endure forever. Sin. Verse 161. Princes have persecuted me without cause, because my heart fears only your word. I rejoice over your promise like one who finds vast treasure. I hate and abhor falsehood, but I love your instruction. I praise you 7 times a day for your righteous judgment. Abundant peace belongs to those who love your instruction. Nothing makes them stumble. Lord, I hope in your salvation and carry out your command. I obey your decrees and I love them greatly. I obey your precepts and decrees, for all my ways are before you. Psalms 119:169. Let my cry reach you, Lord. Give me understanding according to your word. Let my plea reach you. Rescue me according to your promise. My lips pour out praise, for you teach me your statutes. My tongue sings about your promise, for all your commands are righteous. May your hand be ready to help me, for I have chosen your precepts. I long for your salvation. Lord, and your instruction is my delight. Let me live, and I will praise you. May your judgments help me. I wander like a lost sheep. Seek your servant, for I do not forget your command. There's a lot in Psalm 119. Thank you, Jesus, for the words on the pages of desperation, for the emotion found in the text, for the real experience that we go through. Praise your holy name. Psalms 120. In my distress, I called to the Lord, and he answered me. Lord, deliver me from lying lips and a deceitful tongue. What will he give you, and what will he do to you? You deceitful tongue. A warrior's sharp arrows with burning charcoal. What misery that I have stayed in Meshech, that I have lived among the tents of Kedar. I have lived too long with those who hate peace. I am for peace, but I speak. But when I speak, they are for war. Psalms 121. I lift my eyes toward the mountains. Where will my help come from? My help comes from the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth. He will not allow my foot to slip. Your protector will not slumber. Indeed, the protector of Israel does not slumber or sleep. The Lord protects you. The Lord is a shelter right by your side. The sun will not strike you by day or the moon by night. The Lord will protect you from all harm. The Lord will protect your coming and going, both now and forever. Psalm 122, I rejoiced with those who said to me, let us go to the house of the Lord. Our feet are standing within your gates. Jerusalem, Jerusalem built as a city should be, silently joined together, where the tribes, Yahweh's tribes go up to give thanks to the name of Yahweh. This is an ordinance for Israel. Their thrones for judgment are placed, thrones of the house of David. Pray for the peace of Jerusalem. May those who love you prosper. May their be peace within your walls, prosperity within your fortresses. Because of my brothers and friends, I will say, peace be with you. Because of the house of the Lord our God, I will seek your good. Amen, somebody. Psalms 123. I lift my eyes to you, the one enthroned in heaven. Like a servant's eyes on his master's hands, like a servant girl's eyes on her mistress's hands, so our eyes are on the Lord our God until he shows us favor. Show us favor, Lord. Show us favor. For we've had more than enough contempt. We've had more than enough scorn from the arrogant and contempt from the proud. Psalm 124. If the Lord had been on our side, let Israel say, if the Lord had been on our side when men attacked us, then they would have swallowed us alive in their burning anger against us. Then the waters would have engulfed us. The torrents would have swept over us. The raging waters would have swept over us. Praise the Lord who has not let us be ripped apart by their teeth. We have escaped like a bird from the hunter's net. The net is torn and we have escaped. Our help is in the name of Yahweh, the maker of heaven and earth. Psalms 125. Those who trust in the Lord are like Mount Zion. It cannot be shaken. It remains forever. Jerusalem, the mountains surround her, and the Lord surrounds his people, both now and forever. The scepter of the wicked will not remain over the land allotted to the righteous, so that the righteous will not apply their hands to injustice. Do what is good, Lord, to the good, to those whose hearts are upright. But as for those who turn aside to crooked ways, the Lord will banish them with the evildoers. Be peace with Israel. Psalms 126. When the Lord restored the fortunes of Zion, we were like those who dream. Our mouths are filled with laughter then, and our tongues with shouts of joy. Then they said among the nations, the Lord has done great things for them. The Lord had done great things for us. We were joyful. Can you say that the Lord has done some great things for you? Amen. Restore our fortunes, Lord, like watercourses in the Negev. Those who sow in tears will reap with shouts of joy. Somebody needs to hear that this morning as we get ready to close out our textual portion and get ready to go into God in prayer. Those who sow in tears will reap with shouts of joy. Though one goes along through weeping, carrying the bag of seed. Good morning, Mike. Really good to see you. Been praying for you in the NWB on your tours, man. Glad to see you doing great things, my brother. Love you so very much. Those who sow in tears will reap with shouts of joy. The one goes along weeping, carrying the bag of seed, he will surely come back with shouts of joy, carrying his seed. Psalms 127, unless the Lord builds a house, its builders labor over it in vain. Unless the Lord watches over a city, the watchman stays alert in vain. In vain you get up early and stay up late, working hard to have enough food. Yes, he gives sleep to the one he loves. Sons are indeed a heritage for the Lord. Children, a reward. Like arrows in the hand of a warrior are the sons born in one's youth. Happy is the man who has filled his quiver with them. Such men will never be put to shame when they speak with their enemies at the city. The final psalm today will be Psalm 128. How happy is everyone who fears the Lord, who walks in his ways. You will surely eat what your hands have worked for. You will be happy, and it will go well for you. Your wife will be like a fruitful vine within your house. Your sons like young olive trees around your table. In this very way, a man who fears the Lord will be blessed. May the Lord bless you from Zion, so that you will see the prosperity of Jerusalem all the days of your life, and will see your children's children. Peace be with Israel. I'm just full this morning already. God's word has not filled you. There's a hole in your cup. We have read this morning Psalms 118 through Psalms 129. Excuse me, Psalms 118 through Psalms 128. Start with 129 tomorrow. So we've read Psalms 118 through Psalms 128. May the Lord have a blessing to the hearers and more so the doers of his word for the meditation and the edification of our souls. It's prayer time. It's prayer time. Those of you who have prayer requests that you'd like to have recited, you can call in at 619-924-0767. 619-924-0767. And we'll take your prayer request on our Blog Talk line. Otherwise, if you're on Facebook Live, you can type in your prayer request, and we will grant it accordingly. It's prayer time. Let us go to God in prayer. Come, merciful Father, in the sweet name of Jesus, Father, to you we give all honor and praise today, thanking you the best we know how. Father, we thank you for fortifying us this morning, for building us up with your word, allowing us to understand the tenets and the precepts of your word, allowing us to ask you to teach us so that we will understand what it means to give thanks. We recognize, Father, that sometimes we feel like that stone rejected by the builders, but that's only because of the cornerstone that set the building in place. And we, being bricks in the building, will have to endure the wind that comes at the building. But we ask you, Father, to continue to strengthen us and bless us in ways because of your Holy Spirit being mortar to keep us together. We thank you. Father, help us to allow your statutes to be our theme song, to be the song of our lives while we exist here on earth. Help us, Father, to continue to look in your direction and to not walk errantly as we would want to. Help us to analyze and self-evaluate our ways so that our steps that may be out of step with you, help us to be in the cadence of your Christianity so that we step with you and we step according to your decree. Father God, we are an errant people, but we need your word to continue to light us, to continue to be a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. We know that you are righteous in all your ways. Father, help us to keep your statutes. Help us to keep your judgments. Help us to have willing praise that you will be pleased with. We come to you this morning, Father, asking you to strengthen us in our ankle bones, our spiritual ankle bones, so that our feet do not slip, but that you will be our protector and our shield. Father, we love you. We adore you even on this morning. We're asking you to continue to strengthen us in ways you know we readily stand in need of. Thanking you for all of those that are in Radio Land that are listening this morning, those that are in Norway, those that are in Canada, those that are in the United Kingdom, in the continental United States, Father, ask you to bless them and strengthen them in ways you know they readily stand in need of, Father. We are our brother's keepers. Let us learn to pray for one another and to bond up with one another, to take arm in arms with one another, not arm in arms against one another, so that we will have a unity force, a blanket of divine that will cover this earth. Father, we have a few prayer requests this morning, and we're asking you to strengthen us. We're praying for our families. Ask you to continue to bless them and keep them away they stand in need of. Always praying for my mother, praying for my sisters and my brothers, praying for my wife. Father, praying for my sister Lois and her healing. Father, ask you to be with her and strengthen her the way she readily stands in need. Coming to you today, Father, in regards to Brother Ernest put in prayer requests for Andreas Estead. We know him as Pookie from our prayer line. We had a lot of great laughs together, a lot of great insights together on God's word, a lot of great meditation together, a great brother. Ask you to be with him and his wife and his family during this time for mother's passed. The time on this earth has expired. And so, Father, we're asking you to give that family strength. Be with Andres. One thing to sound strong, it's another thing to be strong. Ask you to fortify him and allow him to stand. Allow him to be a pillar and a leaning post for the remainder of his family. Father, we're praying for them, and we ask you to continue to bless them and keep them during this bereavement time. Give them time to grieve, even after the ceremony, Father, but let them know that you are their tender, loving comfort. You will give them 10 TLC, and that you will continue to fortify them, that they will be able to continue to go on as long as they lean on your everlasting. Praying for Mom Peggy this morning, who has a doctor's appointment today. Father, I ask you to be with her, strengthen her way she stands in need of. Be with, I call her the Aretha Franklin Church of Christ. Father, I ask you just to continue to strengthen her lovely lady, a lovely mother figure. It always has been a person of encouragement. Even whenever I've talked with her, she's always had something that helps me to build faith on. And I'm just so thankful. Even when others have a call in on our prayer line, and just talking, just recite, just being with you for so long, and holding on to God's unchanging hand, helps younger folk like myself to hold on to God's unchanging hand. We need to understand that faith strengthens faith, and we can help strengthen our brothers and our sisters. I thank you for that. As you be with the health, give a long life. Be with her children. Be with Ernest, who has taken care of her. The facility is always seeing about her and being that mouthpiece to the remainder of the family as to how she's doing and to what needs to be done next. Thank you for that family for coming together and taking care of their mama, having family meetings when they need to, and et cetera, Father. It's just such a blessing to see that. And also, they get together and they sing such glorious songs that are put out on Facebook. And good to see the blend of such a singing family. As she would be with all her lineage, with all her children, blessing the way they stand in peace. Be with Ernest and Cassandra, bless them the way they stand in need of their daughters. Father, I ask you to strengthen them all the way they stand in need. I'm praying for a blues buddy and brother in Christ, James Finley, this morning. As she be with Brother James and with his wife, bless them the way they stand in need of the Finley family. As you continue to strengthen them, let the strings on his guitar and the strings on his heart be emotional towards you, Lord. As you continue to strengthen him the way he stands in need of, that he'll write a new song. And that new song will bring energy to communicate with someone who is in need, who may not come to church, but will listen to the divine of your music. I'm asking you, Father, to continue to strengthen him. Be with Maywood and all of those that are going through something. We're praying for the Channel family, the Flowers family. I should be with them, praying for Brother Lopez and Sister Lopez and New Maywood. I should be with them and all of them that are there that are laboring. All the brothers that are holding on the hands of their minister. And I'm asking you to be with them, all the sisters there as well. Bless that congregation plentifully. Good to have Big Joe up this morning, Father. I ask you to be with him and strengthen him the way he stands in need of. Father, we just love him so very much. And I saw his post on Facebook yesterday, and it was very encouraging to me. And I ask you to continue to strengthen him and bless him the way he stands in need of as he raises his child, Father, raises Yahshua, that he continues to implant in Yahshua deep-seated information that he's going to need in his daily walk. Father, be with Joe and strengthen him in ways he readily stands in need of. Be with his health, even on this day, as a tall brother, as a brother that's been all through the world doing a lot of stuff, Father. But now he is a mouthpiece for you, praising you on your Sabbath day, praising you on your Sunday, praising you every day. Wake up and praise. Father, he's on Facebook. He's telling people whatsoever else. He's doing what he needs to do. Father, I'm asking you to continue to strengthen him and lengthen his life that he will continue to have this love song with you. That it's not the music that comes out of the bass of the guitar, but it's the music on the heartstrings of his heart that's in the temporal lobes of his brain, the very command box of him that will help him to understand that you sit high and look low, and you have an all-seeing eye watching. There's nowhere we can't go. There's nowhere we can't hide. There's nothing we can't do that you can't see. So help us, Father, to walk with circumspectly in your way. Good to see Sister Stanley up this morning. Bless her. Ask you to continue to bless and keep her where she stands in need of. Father, ask you to strengthen her as she continues to post great things on Facebook and it's just an energizer, but Father just loves you, loves the Lord, and is always looking for strength. Father, I ask you to be with her health, be with the work that she does, be with her ministry as she talks to people. Father, be with her relationships, that they will be centered with you. Love the sister as she continues to strengthen her ways, she readily stands with herself. Father, praying for my family, praying for my cousins, praying for just peace and prosperity everywhere. Father, we love you, we adore you. And this is our prayer in Jesus' name this morning. Let's collectively say amen, amen, and amen again. Do something for somebody that they can't repay you for. You give them Jesus Christ and him crucified. Have a great morning in the Lord. We love you. Good morning, your majesty. Have a great day. God bless.